Holies 3, Tablet 9, Chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. Revelation 3:1. The fifth church is represented by the symbol of the nine-armed star of the Baha'i Faith. The name Baha'u'llah means the beauty of God. That thou hast a name refers to this name which the followers of the Baha'i Faith should bring to the world. They should glorify the Lord, that thou livest and art dead. But this name is dead. They are not glorifying the Lord, formless, nameless, and invisible. They are glorifying their prophet, Baha'u'llah. Also, the fifth church is related to the fifth psychic center, chakra. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Revelation 3:2. I have not found thy works perfect before God. The true founder of the Baha'i Faith was Bab. One of the titles Bab gave to himself was Baha'u'llah. Bab means the door, who was martyred. One of Bab's disciples, by the name of Baha'u'llah, tried to perfect his teachings, and he changed many things. Also, because the followers of Bab went through much persecution, they lost much of their strength. To make the movement survive, Baha'u'llah's followers had to compromise so that they might be able to survive in their hostile environment. Also, through Baha'u'llah, Bab's disciple, these teachings spread west so that we might become familiar with them. Otherwise, it would have remained a small group and never spread abroad as it did. This all happened by his will, as it was predicted in these verses and shown in history. What remained, and the main purpose of the coming of the Baha'i Faith, is its universal view, which should be accepted and preserved. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 3. The Baha'i Faith was revealed in Persia. Islam was the dominating religion. However, many people embraced the faith and were slain in doing so. Later on, the followers of the Baha'i Faith lost their strength and changed many things in their ideology in order to be able to live peacefully in that environment. That is the meaning of, remember therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Also, in the individual situation in this level of spiritual progress, a person might again become an escapist. That is because he can now see God, Matthew 5:8, and his perfect universe, and he sees its perfection. So he might just sit back and enjoy his realization without bothering to help others. He feels he should not interfere with its flow and alleviate some of the suffering. With a little push, however, things can be accelerated. These people forget how they went through a great struggle to reach there. That is why it says, Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. So become active and help others also. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Revelation 3, verse 4. However, in the beginning of the movement, a very few great souls supported the faith and were slain in doing so. They were worthy to walk with the Spirit, Christ, in white, pure consciousness, light, knowledge. Those who overcome being escapist are worthy to reach pure consciousness. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 5. He who overcomes the pitfalls of this stage will overcome all attractions of Maya. He will overcome the material world, the five elements. He will be spiritually purified. The white raiment will be given to him, as mentioned in Revelation 6, verse 11. And white raiment will be given unto every one of them. Them refers to the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, who are the people that were slain in the Baha'i faith, and those who reach the fifth chakra, but are not afraid to fight for their beliefs. So these are the ones who are blessed because they are pure in heart and will see God. Matthew 5:8. They will be given white garments. Their names will be in the book of life, and the Spirit, Christ, will confess their names before the Father and his angels. Revelation 3, verse 5. They have been slain for the word of God and for the testimony of truth which they held. Revelation 6, verse 9.